You in there on Danny's point. I mean, is the sum total here, long story short, the U.S. government threatened tech companies. Yahoo is the one we're talking about today, but it also applies to Google and Microsoft.
I think that's the baseline. I mean, what it tells us is something about the U.S. government's belief about how much information they need and what lengths they'll go to get it. And it also tells us something about the tech companies who fought back in a way that the telecom companies really didn't. And I think it says a lot about Yahoo that they fought so hard, both against the government and to make it public what they did.
Okay, so that's a great point, the fact that big tech is fighting harder than apparently telephone companies did.
That appears to be the case. And the other thing these documents really show is that large tech companies were fighting these requests from the beginning. You know, this is the type of collection that was authorized by a federal law in 2007 and reauthorized in 2008. Now, you know, after Snowden started leaking last summer, there was sort of this perception that tech companies had always rolled over for the government. There was even speculation they were giving NSA direct access to their servers. And what this shows is that pretty clearly wasn't the case.
What does it mean, though, for these tech companies? What can they guarantee their users, right? I mean, it's like, okay, if the government is going to threaten them and say, we're going to charge you $250K a day, which obviously no tech company wants to pay, how much privacy and security can they really honestly offer their user base?
Well, what Yahoo will argue in this case is that, you know, these are relatively targeted requests, but they are lawful. And, you know, if you don't like these requests, you know, the law should be changed. But they've always said, you know, we will fight for our users up until violating the law.
Okay, fair enough. But I mean, to know that somebody's violating the law, somebody has to be monitoring the content, which gets into this tricky space. Marvin, we're bringing you in as the legal expert. What is this right mix then between privacy and security?
And so that's a really hard question. We might not be able to answer it today, but we do know that the only way to answer that question is to have some transparency about what's actually happening. We had no idea this case happened. We don't know the details, and we finally just got these documents. So to even have an intelligent debate in our society about that balance, we need a lot more transparency about what the government is asking and what they're getting.
All right, fair point as well. I know it's difficult to answer these essay questions in 30 seconds. What does it mean from your point of view, Danny, for the tech companies? Because, by the way, they're still supposed to be doing their real jobs, right? Which is innovating, bringing new products, and making usability